Welcome to 92.3 FM, where we invite you to delve deeper into the biblical understanding of common themes found throughout the Bible. Join us for a journey of discovery as we explore Bible mysteries unraveled, guided by the insightful teachings of author Dr. Charles Palagy.
This is Dr. Charles Palagy coming to you from Atherton in Queensland. Session 7, The Bride of Christ Continued. In the final kingdom of the Father, there will only be three groups of people: a bridegroom, a bride, and wedding guests. The bridegroom is Jesus. Jesus is awaiting the signal from his Father to gather the redeemed to himself at his second coming. I spent my last six sessions demonstrating from the scriptures that the bride of Christ has very special qualities for whom the Apostle Paul labored. A group so intimately devoted to Christ that she perfectly fits the picture of the glorious church described in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself as the glorious church, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and totally without blemish. This description of the final glorious church, which includes both Gentile and Jewish messianic Christians, is the same as that of the woman in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. Paraphrasing this using the Message Bible, we read, "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman dressed all in sunlight, standing on the moon and crowned with 12 stars. She was giving birth to a child and cried out in the pain of her childbirth." This woman is shining with sun glory, just as the glorified church prophesied in Ephesians chapter 5. Both of these women bear the full glory of Christ, shining as bright as the sun. Remember when Jesus was transfigured on the mount in the presence of Peter, James, and John? "And he," Jesus, "was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his clothing was white as the light." You will no doubt say, but wait, that pregnant woman in Revelation 12 is only a description of the Virgin Mary to just remind us about the birth of Christ. No, and I'll tell you why not. In Revelation, Jesus appeared to an aging apostle years after the crucifixion of Jesus. In the vision, John is told, "Now write down everything you see, the things that are and the things that are about to be." In other words, what is now and what will happen in the future. Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. Now, what are the things that are that Jesus brought to John? The things that are the sad news that the church had lost its way in just a few decades. Of the seven churches that Jesus addressed in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation, only one church escaped chastisement. These were the things that are. Now, what about the things that are about to be in the future from now on? The answer is in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. "After these things, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, saying, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must occur after these things.'" Therefore, everything that follows chapter 3 is for the future. So how can the woman in chapter 12 be Mary carrying baby Jesus? Why is this symbolic woman pregnant? That's for me to tell you later on. But for now, I want to address the question about those who are not in the bride. In other words, the friends of the bridegroom or the wedding guests. John the Baptist identified himself as a friend of the bridegroom. But I also want you to remember the Baptist's end. His head was chopped off by Herod, and Jesus didn't intervene. The beheading of John was prophetic of the beheading that will happen to friends of the groom at the end of time if they remain faithful to Christ. If not, then they'll just go with the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 13. And it was given unto the beast to make war with the saints for 3.5 years to overcome them. For us to understand as to who might be included among friends of the groom, or who are all the wedding guests, we have to consider verses 1 to 2 in chapter 11 in the book of Revelation. Let's read. And a reed like a rod was given to me, and the angel stood, saying, Rise up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, do not measure it, for it was given to the nations. And they will trample the holy city 42 months, in other words, 3.5 years. This scripture is prophetic of a time 3.5 years prior to the end of the world. What is the outer court in the temple? What does that symbolize? Who are these people? Their future is pretty dismal. They will have to make terrible choices between Christ or joining up with the mark of the beast. Note that they will be trampled upon by unbelievers. Their destiny is horrific. They will have to make horrific choices whether to remain faithful to Christ or to succumb to the will of the Antichrist. Some decades ago, we saw the violent end of Christians in Iraq who refused to deny Christ. They were either beheaded or shot because they didn't convert to Islam. Next time, we shall see why these people are identified with the outer court of the temple. This is Dr. Charles Pelagie signing off for now.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Bible Mysteries Unraveled series on 92.3 FM. We hope you gained a deeper understanding of the Bible. Join us next time as we continue our journey with Dr. Charles Pelagie and dive deeper into the timeless truths found within the pages of the Bible. You can reach out to Charles through his email, charles.pelagie@gmail.com.